Brother David, come preach the word.
Well, good evening. We're going to be tonight in Matthew chapter 5. And we're going to be looking at the Sermon on the Mount. We're going to start on it tonight. It is a fantastic, fantastic message. This morning we saw how Jesus was taken up to a mountaintop by the devil. And the devil tempted Jesus on the mountaintop. He said, "Fall down and worship me and I'll give you everything that you see. I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world." And I believe the devil could have. I believe he could have. I believe the devil owns a lot of the world. He don't have any place in here tonight. This is his house. Amen?
Amen.
And we rebuke the devil and we invite him to leave the place.
Amen.
He won't be saved and can't be saved. We don't want him here, but we invite him out. But tonight we're going to look at the Sermon on the Mount. We'll be in Matthew 5, 1 through 12. We normally do a responsive reading, but I just thought, well, let's just read it all together. I like that. So let's come together. "And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Father, we thank you for this word. We pray, Lord God, your Holy Spirit would lift us up. That, Lord God, that we would open our minds to your word, that we would grow by it. We thank you for it, Lord God. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for this kingdom message. Thank you, Lord, for that Sermon on the Mount. Thank you, Lord, as we come to the section called the Beatitudes, the blessings, the happinesses tonight. And help us to know that this is the way to be happy, is to be close to you. It is in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. The Bible says that multitudes were following Jesus. Now, I didn't finish up Matthew 4 this morning, but we'll finish it up tonight. Because I want you to turn back just to verse number 23 of Matthew 4. Why are there multitudes following Jesus? Well, it says, "And Jesus went about all Galilee." Now, we're going to see five alls in this text. "He went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom." So he's preaching a gospel. And then he says this, "healing," here's the second all manner of sickness. And next, all manner of disease. There is a difference between sickness and disease. And he says, "And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics, and those that had palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and Judea, and beyond the Jordan." People were following Jesus because Jesus was healing people. And they were coming to him, and they wanted to be healed. You know, if God ever set up a healing meeting in this church, and God started doing miraculous things in this church, we wouldn't have room to sit all the people. It's kind of like an eating meeting. You have people come out of the woodwork that you've never seen when you have an eating meeting.
Amen.
People will come for that, and they'll come to eat, and they'll come to sit down, and they'll come to be entertained. If we had a big singing group here tonight, the house would be packed. If we were to have Billy Graham here tonight, people come to see Billy, not to hear him, but to see him, because he'd be entertainment. And people were following Jesus for the sickness. Now, I understand that. Because when I'm sick, I go to the Lord and I ask Him to heal me. And you do too. When I get my aches and pains, I immediately go to Jesus. And I say, Lord, I want you to make me feel better. But you know, I'll tell you this. God has a happiness that is deeper than your health. He has a happiness that's deeper than anything that's around you. And what Jesus wanted to show the people was that happiness is in coming to Him. It says He sees the multitudes. Jesus went up into a mountain. And look, it says, when He was set, Jesus sat down on this mountaintop. Like a King of Kings and Lord of Lords that He is. He's sitting down there. I stand whenever I'm preaching because I'm standing for the King. But whenever He sat because He's issuing orders to His church. A king issues orders from his throne, and Jesus is issuing directives to His church. And it says, I want you to notice, the multitudes are out there. It says, and when He was set, it says, everybody came to Him. Is that what it says? No, it says His disciples came to Him. Those who were saved by the gospel of grace. You know, I think one of the problems we have now in the church is there are so many in the church that are lost. Amen. They're on membership rolls. They think they're safe because they're on a membership roll. But the proof of salvation is that you love Jesus. Yeah. You love His word. You want to sit down at His feet. You don't mind listening to Jesus. Jesus is not an inconvenience. You don't mind climbing a mountain to get to Jesus. Oh, how good it is to love Jesus. Amen. And I would do anything. Jesus told me, get on a roof and jump off. Praise God, He ain't never asked me to do that because that'd be a fat splat. Amen. But praise God, I would do it anyway because, oh, how I love Jesus. Don't you love Jesus? God is good.
All the time.
All the time. That's what brings the church together. And God loves whenever His people come to love Him. His disciples came to Him. And I want you to notice in verse number 2, He opened His mouth. I've heard all kinds of nonsense preached in the church lately. One of the stupidest sayings I ever heard was, preach the gospel and if necessary, use words. That's the stupidest statement I've ever heard. You have to use the word to preach the gospel. Amen. Jesus opened His mouth. He spoke the gospel, and He spoke it very clear to where people could hear it. Jesus was clear in where He was at, and He opened His mouth. And I want you to notice, He said He taught them, and He said. Now Jesus begins to tell them some things that they don't understand, but He begins to say things that sound like they're opposites, but they're not. The Bible says He opened His mouth, and He said this, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. You know, people thought the Pharisees had a closeness to God. They thought the Sadducees had a closeness to God. These people paraded around and talked about how good they were, how wonderful they were, how good it was. They thought they were God's gift to God. They thought that they were great. But Jesus said this. He said, blessed is the poor in spirit. Those who are spiritually bankrupt. Do you know you are more blessed when you come to God and say, I don't know what to do, than you'll ever be? When you come to God and say, God, I'm coming with empty hands. I can't fix it. I don't know what to do about it. But Lord God, I want you to take control of it and make me better. Then that's when God can bless you. He said, blessed is the spiritually bankrupt. Over in the Old Testament, God spoke about these self-righteous people. Isaiah 65:5. People who said, keep to yourself. Don't come near me. I'm too holy for you. God said, these people are smoke in my nostrils. They're like a campfire blowing in my face. I can't stand them. I can imagine God, whenever the self-righteous stand up and start talking about how good they are. Y'all ever got smoke in your face? You ever made a face when that happens? That's what God did. He says, they stinketh. Amen. He said, you're not blessed in that way. God said, blessed is the poor in spirit. I want you to notice, He says, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Do you notice how He said that? He said, theirs is. Circle that is on your sheet there or on your Bible. He didn't say, it will be the kingdom of God. He didn't say they will have the kingdom of God one day. But He said, those who are poor in spirit, those who are broken, those who come to me with empty hands, I will bless them. He said, I will always bless them. God is the great I am. He is the eternal present tense. And He said, theirs is the kingdom of God. What God is saying is, you can live in victory with me as king and you as my subjects if you come to me broken. When we start telling God what to do, let me tell you this, there is no help wanted signs in heaven. God knows how to fix what's wrong with us. We need to come to God and let God be God.
Amen.
That's what we need to do. He said, theirs is the kingdom of God. You'll be blessed if you'll come to me. And you can't be saved unless you come to God and say, Lord, I love you. Jesus told a parable one time about two men that went up to the temple to pray. He said there was one who was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector, hated of all the people, called a publican. He said these two people went up into the temple and the Pharisee, standing up by himself, he began to pray and he said, God, I thank you I'm not like those other people. I thank you that I'm not like Eddie Estes. Praise God, I'm not like Buster Walters. Hallelujah, I'm not like Joe Hickman. Oh, thank God I'm not like Tony Scott. Oh, I hate when I start calling names because I got to call everybody now. Amen. And this guy started saying, I'm just not like him. He said, Lord, I give tithes every week. I'm in church faithfully. I do all those things. Look how good I am. And then that tax collector, he knelt down in the temple and he got down on his knees. And the Bible says he wouldn't even look up to heaven. And he said, Lord, bless me. I'm a sinner. Jesus said, that tax collector, he pleased God.
Amen.
That tax collector was blessed of God. And then Jesus said that tax collector was saved of God because he went to God with empty hands.
Amen.
You can't be blessed of God while you think that you know everything. You've got to go to God and say, I don't understand. And there's a lot of things I don't understand, but I know this, my God knows it all. And if I take it to my God will fix it.
Amen.
We just need to wait on the Lord. Amen. Amen. Y'all say that with me. Wait on the Lord.
Wait on the Lord.
Be of good courage.
Be of good courage.
And he will strengthen your heart.
Wait, I say.
On the Lord. Let him have it. I want you to notice what Jesus said next. He said, blessed are they those that mourn. You say, Jesus, how is that a blessing to mourn? He said, blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. I've known people who have passed since I've been here. I've had people come to me and say, I mourn. I mourn the loss of my loved one. Is that okay, Brother David? The Bible says it's okay. Blessed are you who mourn. But blessed are you who mourn and keep it in proper perspective. You mourn at the feet of Jesus. Jesus will comfort you. The Bible tells us in Psalm 31:18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. When we come to the Lord, the Bible tells us, oh, I look forward to this day. In Revelation 21:4, it says, the God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain. For the former things are passed away. There's going to come a time when we're going to stand with our Master and the mourning will be gone. But it's all right to mourn. It's all right to grieve. It's all right to miss your loved ones. But I tell you this, if they love Jesus, we'll see him again one day. Amen. Oh, I love that old Johnny Cash song he sang many years ago, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Y'all know that song? Oh, I love that song. We don't have those songs in the Baptist hymnals no more. Shame on them for printing it without that. I like them old songs. But it said, will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Oh, Johnny sang about someone he loved that had passed away. And he said, I followed close behind her. I tried to hold up and be brave. But I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in the grave. I went back home. The home was lonesome. Since my mother, she was gone. All my brothers and sisters crying. What a home so sad and lone. We sang songs of childhood, hymns of faith that made us strong. Ones that Mother Maybell taught us. Hear the angels sing along. Will the circle, y'all know that, sing it with me, be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home awaiting. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Oh, what a beautiful song. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Jesus, he said, they'll be comforted. One day we'll be gathered with them and that'll be gone. But let me tell you, look what he says next. A wonderful word. He said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Every time you turn on the TV, you hear another loud mouth telling you there's no God. Every time you turn on the TV, you hear another nut who's lost another nut say something else nutty. And they'll get on there and say wild things. Sometimes I cry out over our country and I wonder if we will ever get rid of all the madness that's amongst us. But Jesus said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You know, the thing about darkness is darkness will eventually burn itself out. And after a while, God's light will take over. And I believe God's starting to change things even now. You know, God tells us this. He says, don't be transformed to this world. He said, instead, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He said, don't think higher of yourself than you are. But he said, think soberly. He said, come to me and trust me and continue to hear my word. And God says, I will bless you. God will bless us. And one day the enemy will be destroyed. Matthew 5:6, he says, blessed are those that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. There are a number of people today, they walk around, they say they're Christians, but they're not filled. The reason they're not filled is they don't hunger and thirst for righteousness. They don't want the things of God. They want a shortcut. But I tell you, the best place to go is to go up to Jesus on that mountaintop and to sit at his feet and let him teach you. When you hunger for that, God's going to bless you. God says, if you'll come to me, that I will bless you. The psalmist David said this in Psalm 94. He said, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs. O Lord, to whom vengeance belongs. Show yourself. Lift up yourself, you judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked? How long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things? And all the workers of iniquity boast themselves. They break in pieces thy people, O Lord. Afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger. They murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. You know what God says? He says, I will change things. And in the end, he says, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, it shall be filled. I was reading in the news earlier today, the president was supposed to sign a presidential order banning any more funds to Planned Parenthood. I say praise God to that. It's time that the murder of the innocent stopped. It's time that children were allowed to be born. I thoroughly believe if we had not killed 50 million babies, we would have cure for cancer rather than dumping poison on it. We would actually have a cure. I believe we'd have cures for Alzheimer's. I believe we have killed perhaps the people who would fix these diseases. Every child is precious, and every child has potential. Amen?
Amen.
Everyone does. So I hunger for thirst and thirst for righteousness. God says, you shall be filled. In verse 7, he says this, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Peter came to Jesus one day. He said, Jesus, how often will if my brother sins against me, should I forgive him? Should I forgive him only 7 times? Jesus said, I tell you, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. You're to be merciful. You know what mercy is? It's to love someone who don't deserve to be loved.
Amen.
And there ain't a one of us that deserves the love of God. God has forgiven us time and time again. I wouldn't number my sins before you, but I wouldn't want you to number yours in front of me. Amen.
Amen.
I wouldn't want to know what you do that you don't want me to know that you do. But God knows it all. And God forgives us anyway. Jesus told a parable in Matthew 18, verse 23. And you might want to write this down and read it. Matthew 18, 23. He said, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he began to settle them, he found one who owed him 10,000 talents. And since this one couldn't pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children. But the servant fell on his knees and implored him and said, have patience with me, and I'll pay you everything. So the master had pity on him, and the master released him and forgave him. But then that same servant went out, and he found one of the fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and seized him and began to choke him, saying, pay me what you owe me. Y'all follow that? This man has been forgiven 10,000 denarii. He's got a lesser owing to someone else, and he's choking them. And he throws them into prison, and he says, you'll stay in that prison until you pay me every little bit. When the master heard about this, the master said, you are a wicked servant. I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? In anger, the master delivered him to the jailers. Then Jesus says this, so also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. Amen. Jesus said, if you've received mercy, then you have to give mercy. The unbelievers can shoot one another, but Christians should never shoot one another. Amen. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. In verse 5, he tells us this, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Who are the pure in heart? Those are the ones who have been saved by grace in Jesus. They're the ones who have come to him and have been washed in the blood. Over in 1 Corinthians 6, we studied this a couple of weeks ago. Paul said, do you not know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor people who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers shall inherit the kingdom of God. But then he said, and such were some of you. Oh, praise God. He said, but you're not anymore. Because he said, you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. When you come to Jesus and God seizes you by his gospel, he puts the Holy Spirit inside of the house. And he sweeps and he cleans the heart. You know, you become pure in heart when God is in control of you. Amen. Blessed is the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I've heard people say, well, preacher, how can I see God? Keep looking for God. You'll see God. People say, how can I hear God? Keep listening for God. You will hear God. God speaks to his people. Amen. He speaks to me a lot. I'm glad because I'm a knucklehead and I need some direction. Amen. Amen. I got just a few amens on that. But there's several knuckleheads out there, and I ain't going to start calling names. Amen? But praise God for salvation. Praise God for Jesus. My time's ending, and we're going to study these last few verses. We'll come back Wednesday night, but I want to touch on these. Blessed, in verse number 9, are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Do not think that you belong to God if you go around like a walking cactus. I'm going to stop there. The peacemakers are the children of God.
Amen.
Amen. If you've got peace with God, then you make peace with others. Don't walk around like a cactus. And y'all all know some of them that's like that. Please don't call no names out. You know, when they leave the room, they brighten the place. Amen. But don't be that way. Anyone who is a walking cactus has a spiritual problem. You are called to be peacemakers, to love, to encourage, to lift up. And by the way, before we go tonight, look at your neighbor and tell them, God loves you. I want y'all to know I love you too. I love you too. Jerry, let's close with a good song. I wish you could find Will the Circle Being Broken, but I know it ain't in that hymnal.
That sounds like a challenge.
Yeah, let's do that one week. That's a good one.
Well, how about we go to number 210? We'll finish out and not going to confuse you, but let's do the odd one. 1 and 3. I'm not saying it's an odd congregation. I don't go out and say that. But let's do verses 1 and 3 of page 210.
Brother Dana, would you close us in prayer?
Thank you, Jesus, for bringing us all here tonight. Bless the word that we have heard, and may we take it out into the world and impart it upon people who need it. Amen.
Amen.
Don't pull it out. Give me some money out. I ain't going out to stand.
Yeah, you don't want to stand until I watch the clip. Right. I like that hat now. It's nice. See you, buddy.
They bought it the same, ain't they? The kids,
they sell it.
Don't let her get out of here.
You stay warm tonight. Love y'all.
All right, the first row.
Y'all be careful.
Yeah.
God bless you, darling. Good to see you, my friend. Have a wonderful night.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, gentlemen. God bless you.
You're going to come with us in the morning?
I'm going to try to be there. 8 o'clock, McDonald's.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do that myself.
Yeah, you got a stick now. You can go.
Hey, hey. Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good to see you. You have a wonderful week.
You too.
Good to see you. God bless you. Glad you made it.
I'm glad
it did too. It's all right that you missed yesterday because I ate your ham.
Well, that's good. I tell you what, we had a lot of good eating too.
Good to see you, brother. Good to see you. Thank you very much. Have a good week. Good to see you, brother. Appreciate you.
I knew you were going to ask me before you did it. I just knew it.
You could feel it.
Yeah. I could feel it. That's true.
Well, Walmart, I'll give you a check, man.
Good to see you, brother. Appreciate you.
Take care. All right.
Good to see you.
Hey, Jimmy, see you. Hey.
Oh, it is.
Thank you.
I'm standing here so I can just get a little
bit. I'm standing right here where I'm going. I want to run
some. So you get a little bit of
just
hair.
Just a little bit out of it. Not too much. Good to see you, buddy.
I'm going
to
go turn my heated seat on.
Kevin, come here.
Keep an eye on her. She says she's cold.
But she told you know what
she must be sick if she's cold.
Very, very rare.
I know.
But she puts that heat in that temperature. That 80 degrees.
You can take one of the blankets with you if you want.
Oh, yeah, I've got blankets at home. Yeah, I'm
good. See you in the morning, bro.
I'm going to put the heated seat on. I had it full blast today.
Well, that's your heart.
But yeah, we're going to be okay. Look at him. He's going real
warm.
Well, that's all right.
He's Is he sleeping?
No, he's sleeping.
Well,
sleeping.
He's driving.
I like that haircut.
Thank you. I like your look good, don't
it? Oh, hey.
I got it done a great clip.
Did you?
Well, I get my cut every sometime.
Here.
Yeah, the one by Walmart.
Yep.
Well, one by Walmart.
I know it. I've got extra cough drops if you need some.
Nah, just my throat's dry for preaching.
Mine is too. I could drink like a gallon of water. Somebody in there.
Somebody in there. Yeah, I could drink a lot of liquid right now. I don't know.
Yeah.